What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1072. In this episode, I'll discuss the balance between the risk of cerebral edema from severe hyponatremia versus osmotic demyelination from overly rapid sodium correction. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1072. And now, on to the episode. The risk of irreversible neurologic damage from osmotic demyelination after overly rapid correction of severe hyponatremia is significant. Over the years, the maximum recommended increase in sodium in the first 24 hours of hyponatremia correction has been lowered to less than 8 MEQs. However, there's also a risk of significant neurologic damage and even death from cerebral edema that can result from inadequately corrected severe hyponatremia. A group of researchers published in Academic Emergency Medicine a retrospective study to determine the true risk of cerebral edema and osmotic demyelination syndrome in a cohort of ED patients with a plasma sodium of 125 MEQs per liter or less. Data from 852 patients were analyzed, about a third of which had severe symptoms of hyponatremia. 4 patients had cerebral edema, and 11 patients, almost triple, had osmotic demyelination syndrome. When the analysis was restricted only to those patients who had sodium results available in the time frame between 18 and 30 hours, overly rapid sodium correction was the most important risk factor for osmotic demyelination syndrome. The authors concluded patients presenting to the ED with severe hyponatremia with and without severe symptoms most frequently do not have life-threatening global cerebral edema and do not necessarily require immediate treatment. The risk of development of osmotic demyelination syndrome seems to outmatch the risk of edema. Overly rapid sodium correction cannot be ruled out as a risk factor for demyelination syndrome, and thus recommended treatment limits should be maintained until more evidence is available. The authors go on to argue that withholding immediate therapy in a severely hyponatremic patient allows for more time to make an accurate diagnosis of whether the patient has acute hyponatremia or chronic hyponatremia, the latter of which may indicate the patient is at less risk from cerebral edema because their brain volume will have compensated from the chronic state of hyponatremia. In their cohort of patients, the vast majority were chronically hyponatremic. This episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.